Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to use all the resources that are there. They'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And they're all free. That's the good part. Everything's free except the books. If you buy a book, we ask you to pay for those. Everything else, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. I'm broadcasting from the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit in Raleigh, North Carolina, interviewing all the people. I shouldn't say all, there are about 600 people. 1% of the people who are here, six of the 600 folks who are going to be here for this event today. And I'm sitting across from me is my new friend, Jose Isasi. He is CEO of Que Pasa Media Incorporated. He has 3 Hispanic newspapers and 8 Hispanic talk radio shows in North Carolina. Jose, congratulations on that great success.
Thank you very much. Been a little hard work, but a lot of fun.
I bet, but it's been fun work, hasn't it?
No question about it.
Congratulations on that. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here with us today. Now, a lot of people who have not been in North Carolina might not realize that North Carolina has one of the fastest growing Hispanic populations in the country.
There's no question about it. I've seen that the census showed, and even the new census projection has shown that we got 3 of the 5 fastest Hispanic community in the United States for a population over 50,000. So the growth, you know, which is mostly job because of job, the presence of job in this area has been overwhelming in the last 10 years.
So the employment opportunity is significant here. And by the way, let me correct myself. Me having a radio show makes me think radio show. 8 radio stations, Hispanic radio stations, across the state, right?
Not in Charlotte. I have 4 Hispanic radio stations here in the Raleigh-Durham area, and 4 in the Greensboro, Winston-Salem area, but I have not been able to get stations in the Charlotte market.
And 3 newspapers.
Market. 3 newspapers.
Now, did you start this company? Did you found this company?
I really didn't start this company. This company was started back about 12 years ago by a Peruvian family. I bought the company from them back in 1998. Mm-hmm. At that time, they had 1 newspaper, and it was a monthly newspaper. Mm-hmm. So we had gone from one monthly newspaper in 1998 to 3 weekly newspapers presently, plus the 8 radio stations.
And all Hispanic.
All Hispanic.
Okay. Obviously, you've grown with the growth of the Hispanic population. What is the national Hispanic percentage?
Today, I think that we represent about between 14 and 15 percent. We are the largest single minority, even larger than the African American.
And what is that percentage in North Carolina?
In North Carolina, we're a little bit below the national average. I think that the official estimates are around 8%. Unofficially, it's about 12 to 13%. There's a large percentage of undocumented. Mm-hmm. Hispanics in North Carolina, so right. The counting is difficult.
I see. What do you think about immigration? What's your take on what should we do about the illegal immigrants?
Well, I just came from Washington last week, spending a week with the Hispanic caucus, and I think that what we should do is we should fix the problem. I mean,
everybody says that, but how do you do that?
You fix the problem by some sort of either guest worker program or some sort of immigration reform. The reasons the Hispanics are here is because the jobs are needed.
Opportunity
and the people are needed. There's just a study that was done by Keenan Center of University of North Carolina issued last year that showed that the impact, if you take all the undocumented immigrants in North Carolina out of North Carolina, there's going to be a major impact, a negative impact in the economy in North Carolina, okay?
If you send all the illegals back right now, significant negative.
Significant, correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that, you know, they were estimated to the tune of several.
That's the reality.
Illegal.
That's what you might say, the elephant in the living room. That's the reality of what we have. We have to deal with that, don't we?
No question about it.
Yeah. I mean, well, we'll have you back another day, and we'll debate that issue some more. We have a lot more to talk about. But I want to hear about your businesses. What are the challenges of being a Hispanic business owner in North Carolina?
Well, I see that you have all the challenges the same as all other small businesses, okay? Access to capital, regulations, et cetera. Knowing how to market your product. And aside from that, you got the issue of actually associated with the language and immigration. I see you got the issues that how do you convince the American business that there's an opportunity in the Hispanic market.
To do business with Hispanics.
Correct. Okay. Right. So that's, you know, that's a big challenge.
Traditional American English-speaking businesses should be marketing toward Hispanics.
Well, I've seen that you are a card dealer, okay, and you sell cards. Mm-hmm. You should sell it to whoever needs cards. Unfortunately, to sell it to the Hispanic community, you need to address the issues of language and documentation in both languages. So
now, that's an important point, see. So you're saying that we should speak Spanish?
Well, the reality
have someone there who can.
The reality is that we, from the commerce point of view, are a bilingual society.
Right.
Okay, you know, North Carolina, Texas, Oklahoma, right. California. You know, like it or not, from the commerce point of view, we're a bilingual society. And, you know, you get to North Carolina, where about 60 to 70% of the population either do not speak English or has a very strong preference to Spanish, okay? They may speak broken English, but they must rather do business with somebody that speaks Spanish.
Right.
So you go to a car dealership, have a Spanish-speaking person, and that person can converse with you and you feel comfortable with it. You go to an English
More on the reality. You're just talking about the reality.
It's the fact of life, okay?
Yeah. So you can still... The fact that we speak English in America, that America is founded on an English speaking as an English speaking nation, doesn't change the fact that all of your customer prospects may not, and so if you want to do business with them, you may have to make some adjustments.
From the commerce point of view, you should not worry about what language you're speaking about it. I work before I started the small businesses. I worked for Westinghouse Electric for 20 years. I travel all over the world, and I've seen that in the language of commerce all over the world is English. When you go to Japan and you go to a business meeting, they don't speak Japanese, they speak English. When you go to Germany,
it is the international language.
You need to do business. You need to do business in the language the person is comfortable. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we're close to 40 million Hispanics in this country, with about 60-70% of them either not speaking English or having a strong preference for it. I think that when it comes to commerce, you got to speak the language.
I see.
And if you go to places like Oklahoma, Texas, not only the language, but all the signs
the documentation,
the signs are in
that's my a, that's a big part of the issue that's being debated right now. What's your website? Give us your website.
www.quepasamedia.com.
Quepasamedia.com, folks. You know how to spell that. Thank you, Jose. Congratulations on your success. And we'll get you back on the show another day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
20 after, right back with Jane Smith Patterson. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with me. She's got it.
Yeah, baby, she's got it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.